America's Central Bank is putting more juice behind emergency loans to help small businesses. I'm David Brancaccio. I hope if you're listening, you're doing okay. Yesterday, the Dow went up 7.75%, more than 1,600 points. Today, in early trading, the Dow is up 714 points, 2.8%. The NASDAQ up 2.3% at the moment. The S&P is up 2.7%, which remains down, that index, nearly 16% for the year so far. This despite new data this morning about the misery of American smaller businesses. Jeffrey Cleveland is chief economist at Payton & Riegel in Los Angeles.
The average small business has less than a month worth of cash on hand to meet needs, in a shutdown. So it's no surprise that the Small Business Optimism Index slumped, the biggest one-month drop since 1986, with the data going back to 1986. But at the same time, the Fed and the Treasury are working in concert to help. So the Fed announced yesterday afternoon they're going to lend against loans that banks make to small businesses as a way to more quickly route capital where it is so dearly needed. Investors, by and large, are looking for a peak in the global number of cases. Early hints of that, of course, will be if you see improvement in places like Italy and Spain. In my view, it's probably a bit premature to conclude that we have the all clear sign here.
An understatement there from economist Jeffrey Cleveland at Payton & Riegel. Let's get more on that Federal Reserve announcement that the central bank is finding new ways for it to finance the loans that commercial banks are being told to write to small businesses. This is to help keep people on payrolls. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is on the line. Mariel, I want to know more about what the Fed is doing here.
A couple weeks ago, Congress passed this stimulus plan. It authorizes the government to guarantee $350 billion in loans to small businesses to help them make payroll, loans that can be forgiven. But even though those loans would be guaranteed by the Small Business Administration, you still need banks to actually issue the money. And banks, especially small community ones, only have so much cash on hand to lend. So now the Fed is stepping in and it's creating a lending facility to keep things running smoothly.
Lending facility means what?
The Fed hasn't given a ton of information yet, but it might mean buying the loans from banks so they have more room on their balance sheets to make more loans, or it could mean lending money to the banks directly.
And we're seeing a crushing demand for these loans.
Yeah, and it hasn't been easy to get them either. Banks have been quickly overwhelmed by applications. The Small Business Administration's loan processing system actually stopped working yesterday for several hours. And look, small businesses like restaurants and bars and stores have been forced to close. They're basically making no money. Many of them can't pay their workers. And the Fed is stepping in here because that's the last thing the economy needs. That means more people unemployed, which means people will spend even less. And it just spirals from there.
Marketplace's Mariel Segarra, thank you. Now, you can get more stories like this in our daily newsletter to help unpack what is happening in the COVID economy right now and what it could mean for you. Subscribe at marketplace.org/newsletters. The Wellcome Trust, a charitable research foundation, is pushing corporations far and wide to donate a combined $8 billion to fight COVID-19 by the end of this month. The campaign is called COVID Zero to fund research and development of vaccines, treatments, and testing. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
There are big names tied to this. It's partially funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and MasterCard, and Madonna has already contributed. Okay, so first question, why $8 billion? That's the gap in funding medical research for this pandemic, according to the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board. It's an independent group assembled by the World Health Organization and the World Bank. Second question, why would companies want to donate? The Wellcome Group's plea to wealthy individuals and corporations is that they should deal with a long-term solution to the problem instead of only dealing with the immediate economic fallout. The research group says waiting will cost more lives and more money in the end. what a long-term solution looks like, Welcome says it's not just finding a vaccine, but managing the global logistics of it. That includes dealing with regulatory approval in different regions, large-scale manufacturing and distribution, and actually paying for treatment for people in countries that can't afford it. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
I was going to say, let's zoom in now to one of so many industries dealing with the pandemic. Today, commercial fishing. Those men and women are trying to find new ways to sell their catch. Brad Rossino from San Diego's iNews Source explains.
Once called the tuna capital of the world, San Diego is home to some 130 commercial fishermen who bring in millions of pounds of fish each year. The restaurants that buy the vast majority of their catch have closed to contain the pandemic. San Diego's fishermen have never lived through anything quite like this. Tim Jones, captain of the Gutsy Lady, said he's decided to shut down and wait out the storm.
It's going to hurt, but I'm sure we'll get through it.
Still, fish markets in California are considered essential and are allowed to remain open during the state's stay-at-home order. So the Saturday fish market on San Diego Bay is the fleet's main way to reach customers.
Yeah, I've never seen it like this. No, not this bad.
David Hayworth is a San Diego commercial fisherman. He says the fish market helps some, but while it's relatively easy for a fisherman to offload a few hundred pounds to the public on a Saturday,
it's hard when if you catch thousands of pounds of fish to sell to a consumer.
The resilience of commercial fishing in the U.S. has been tested before. Overfishing, environmental restrictions, foreign competition, and other factors devastated this once thriving sector of the economy beginning in the 20th century. Today, less than 10% of the seafood consumed in the U.S. is domestic. I visited San Diego's open-air fish market, curious whether anyone would show. Downtown was mostly empty, but along the docks,
you know what? If you want them clean, that's
hundreds of people lined up to buy fish, though police were on hand to ensure that they stood 6 feet apart, and volunteers staggered the number of customers coming onto the pier.
Are you the gut cleaner? Right on.
Hayworth and most of the other vendors sold out within a few hours. Commercial fishing, a slice of San Diego's original economy, determined to survive the world's latest disruption. In San Diego, I'm Brad Rossino for Marketplace.
And it was one of those innocuous-seeming moves last year that could add up to a big hassle now. Did you ask for your income tax refund to be sent right into your bank account last year, or did you set it up to get a paper check, snail mail? With the government saying many people could get their $1,200 COVID-19 money in the next 2 weeks, that's by direct deposit, based in most cases on the info the IRS has from your last tax return. But the government reportedly is not starting the paper checks by mail until May. NBC News has reported it could take 20 weeks for all of those to get out to people. That means some paper checks might not get to people until late August, early September. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.